Join us at Stand 312-312.
Hello, hello, hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to
Vaughn Radio.
It's Vaughn Radio, and this is the show with no name. So hold on to your hats, because it's time for liftoff. Six, five, four, three, two. Is there an echo?
One.
Echo?
Zero.
Welcome. Let's go.
Liftoff.
All right. Come on. Yes. Get ready. Hold on to your hat. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelt.
Yes.
Hold on to your hat.
Get ready for the ride of your life.
It's Show with No Name time.
On Vaughn Radio.
It's a show with no name. Let's go. All aboard, folks. All aboard. Hold on to your hats and get ready to fly. Speaking of hats, I've got some dust, polvo, on my hat. Oh, my goodness. Wow, it's all right. We'll get through the show no matter what. A little dust on my hat is not gonna stop my fun. It's not gonna put a damper on my day. To put a damper on. Great. Starting with some great vocabulary already. To put a damper on something. Impedirlo, arruinarlo. To spoil something. You know? To put a damper. D-A-M-P-E-R. Folks, welcome to the show with no name. We've got a magical show for you today. That's right. And you know why I know it's going to be a magical show? Because you, my show with no namers, you bring the magic day in, day out, dia tras dia. Wow, we've got a great show. I'm just taking a look at the script right now as we speak. And man, this is gonna be fun. I hope you guys are ready to be challenged. I hope you're ready to play. I hope you're ready to laugh. I imagine you're ready to laugh. Some of you might not. You might even need a laugh. A lo mejor os hace falta en este momento reírte un poco. I mean, when is a laugh not good? Well, maybe at a funeral. But even at a funeral, you know what I mean? Sometimes a laugh is exactly what you need. All right, amigos, welcome to the show with no name. So excited to be here with you for yet another two-hour English class extravaganza. And guys, now it's official. I mean, we can't get any closer. We are just a week and change away from Feria del Libro, Madrid, baby. Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. It's that time of year again. Spring has sprung, and that means it's time for the book fair at the Retiro Park in Madrid. It kicks off on May 26th till June 11th. Join us at Grupo Vaughn's stand 312-312. I'll be there with Damian Moya presenting our latest book. And my amigos will be there signing their books as well. Don't miss
Julia Linares, or Jules, host of the Let's Get Random show.
Dave Boys, host of the Salads.
Jimena Holiday, host of Test Your English.
Guy Williams, host of Western Civilization.
Natasha Pasqua, host of Back to Basics.
Kyle Miller from the Drive Time show.
Richard Vaughn.
And many more. Meet your favorite Vaughn presenters, teachers, and authors at Feria del Libro 2023. Stand 312 Check out our website for the complete schedule, GrupoVaughn.com, and follow us on social media for further updates. Feria del Libro 2023 with Vaughan at the Retiro Park in Madrid. Join us at Stand 312-312.
That's right, folks, and it's going to be epic. And speaking of epic, here's some epic music. And I'm going to give you some dates. Some of your favorite Vaughn Radio presenters will be at the book fair in the coming weeks. I will be there with Damian Moya, Barrancas, a.k.a. also known as Barrancas from El Hormiguero. I'll be there with him. Are you ready? Saturday, May 27th, Saturday, June 3rd, and Sunday, June 11th. All of those are from 11 to 2. The Stand is 312, and we'll be there with our new book. I really, really can't wait. I haven't even held it in my hands yet. This book is the shit, I think. Of course, definitely my latest book, but also my greatest. And I hope you'll agree. I'm really excited. So is Damian. Everybody over at Vaughn, too. Because, as always, these Milk books, this is the third one in the series. They're a breath of fresh air, right? It's not your typical book. You know, let's practice phrasal verbs. Yeah, there are phrasal verbs in there. But it's not just about phrasal verbs. It's about having fun as you learn English and awakening that English seed that you've got planted in your head. So we'll be there again Saturday, May 27th, Saturday, June 3rd, and Sunday, June 11th from 11 to 2 p.m. signing our new book, This Book is the Shit. Richard Vaughn will be there Saturday, May 27th from 7 to 9 p.m. as well as other dates. The best thing you can do is follow us on social media or check our website for more information, because I know Richard's going to be there two or three times. Dave Boys will be there with Canciones con Animales en Inglés. Only one date. If you want to see Dave Boys, it's June 10th from 10:30 to 12:30. Then you've got Kyle Miller also with one date, an exclusive date, Sunday, June 4th from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Ximena will be there for two dates. She'll be there June 3rd and June 11th. Oye, podemos practicar fechas, días de la semana, right? So June 3rd and June 11th, both of those at 5 p.m. The lovely, talented Tosh Pasqua will be there only once, June 11th from 12 to 2. Did anybody just realize we're going to be there together? So if you go June 11th from 12 to 2, I'll be there, Damian will be there, and Tosh Pasqua will be there. Also, Guy Williams, June 4th and June 11th, both from 7 to 9 p.m. And then you've got Jules Linares, who is just a wonderful addition to the Vaughn Radio crew. And even though she doesn't have a book out yet, hold your horses, she may. Even though she doesn't have a book out yet, the good news is she's going to be there meeting her students, you guys, her listeners. She'll be there on June 28th. At 7 p.m. And isn't that exciting? You can hear it in my voice. All right. Well, let's get rocking with today's pop quiz.
Pop quiz.
Come on.
Pop quiz.
Pop quiz.
Pop quiz.
Pop quiz.
Pop quiz.
Yeah. That's right, amigos. That's right. We've got a pop quiz right now. And again, remember, I just told you to follow Vaughn on social media, follow Tosh, follow all of us, because we're all spending, I think, a lot of time, of our own time. As I said, we don't get paid. We get paid to do radio shows. All the other stuff is extra. So if you want that bonus stuff, it's obviously free. You can follow us. What we ask is if you like it, like it. Like it, because the algorithm of the night. All right. Okay. It's the algorithm of the night. The algorithm. Okay. All right. All right. All right. All right. I know. I know. I know. I can't help it. No lo puedo evitar. All right. Well, this is a post, a very useful post. And this post comes from Vaughn. It's chock full of business vocabulary, specifically vocabulary you'll need in meetings. And I'll remind you, there's an FYI episode on meetings, two episodes. All you have to do is search wherever you listen to podcasts. You should be following FYI, but if not, you can search for FYI and then you put meetings. Or again, you can just search the topics and see which one sounds interesting to you. And in fact, I even have a teaser for this week's episode. But first, let me give you the pop quiz, and then I'll play the teaser for this week's episode of FYI. Remember, every week we get a different topic. This week we're going to the mountains. Can you say it? Mountains. Well, first challenge. We've got a mountain to climb. And that's a great song. You know the song, The Greatest by Sia? Uh-oh, you know we've got a mountain to climb. Uh-oh, I've got stamina. Uh-oh, you know you got a mountain to climb. If you haven't heard that song, it's excellent. It's The Greatest. No, I mean, that's the name of the song. But it is also one of the greatest songs. It's one of those songs that when you listen to it, it empowers you. Like, uh-oh, I've got stamina. Don't give up, I won't give up. I won't give up. No, no, no. Don't give up, I won't give up. I mean, what a positive message. Don't give up. No te des por vencido. I won't give up. The song, you should check it out, is Sia, The Greatest. And you can hear the expression. By the way, you'll learn a lot of expressions about mountains. We don't only look at geography and geology and, you know, the history and all the fun facts, but also we look at the English lesson. Every week, there's always an English lesson that we can get from each topic, like when we looked at death. Okay, one thing is talking about death and learning all that vocabulary, and another thing is knowing the five sentences you need to know if someone passes away and you go to a funeral or a wake. What? Awake? Despierto? Yeah, well, un velatorio. I know, somebody there had a sense of humor. All right, but we're not here to talk about death. We're here to talk about meetings. Vaughn posted something, and they gave us some really good vocabulary, and I'm going to give you a translation. I'm going to give you the toughest one, IMO, in my opinion. This is going to be the toughest one, but I think you guys should be able to handle it. No problemo. Do you know we say that in English? I know it sounds horrible, but we say no problemo. Te lo juro, I swear to God. All right, here we go, my amigos. This is again from a Vaughn post. After, I'll post the link here in the live feed if you guys want to review this. It's a great lesson. And it's, if you work in the corporate world or in any kind of business and you have meetings and things, this is good vocabulary to know or at least be familiar with. So here we go. Él dijo que es probable que esta tarde pongan una hora para la reunión. Okay, so it's a little bit long. Let me give it to you again. Él dijo que es probable que esta tarde pongan una hora para la reunión. And I'm sure you know this. Reunión is a false friend. Right, a reunion is a family reunion, a high school reunion. En inglés, eso es reunir gente después de mucho tiempo, right? Pero el de reunirnos cada viernes para hablar del presupuesto, to talk about the budget, that's a different thing. And I know you guys know it, especially if you're in the corporate world, because you use this word now in Spanish. You've stolen it, or should we say adopted it? All right, folks, we've got a lot of people commenting over here, but let me give you a little sneak peek at this week's FYI episode on mountains. All of you know I've got a special relationship with mountains, and I talk about it in the episode. I grew up in the Appalachian Mountains. Speaking of, my dad's here, and I talk about my dad and our love of mountains and everything, you know, everything nature, brooks, riachuelos, all of that stuff. In fact, the street I grew up on is called West Brook. Why? Because there was a brook behind my house, Riachuelo. And then I used to climb this little mountain. I mean, it was a mountain, but I used to climb it on the weekends. And, well, I have a special, how did I word it in the episode? I said, mountains are near and dear to my heart. Les tengo mucho cariño. All right. So let's hear it. This is, the intro of this week's episode. You can download it and follow the podcast wherever you get your Vaughn podcasts. Just search for FYI for your English, and every week you got a brand spanking new topic. All right, here we go. They're often referred to as majestic, massive, and even magnificent. Peaks have always piqued our interest since inception. Who doesn't want a breathtaking bird's eye view of the earth from above? But make no mistake, these majestic massifs are where many have met their maker. Climb on! We'll take a peek at some of the most popular peaks as we demystify mountains on this week's episode of FYI. Welcome to For Your Info.
English.
You got it. Yeah, yeah, that's Nacho there, the English. That's our buddy Nacho from Vaughn Radio. Give it a listen. The episode just dropped about an hour ago. Hace una hora. It's available wherever. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all that jazz, my amigos. All right, well, let's go on over to our virtual classroom and see what we've got. See who's in the house. Presente. There's Kubla. Kubla kicking off the class saying, morning, sensational blokes. What's up, Kubla? Welcome aboard. Let's see Diego Alonso. Here he is. I know you guys missed him. I missed him here in the group. And he says, good morning, Alberto, friends and family. Greetings from Greenwood Lake, New York. In fact, my dad wrote me a week or two ago. He WhatsApped me and he goes, what's going on with the show? And I said, I can't be, they haven't figured out a way to clone me yet. So for now, but you can rest assured. Esto es muy bueno saberlo. You can rest assured that we cancel this show on a need to basis. If not, you know, rain, sleet, hay algo que dice the post office. Neither rain nor sleet nor snow will stop us from our mission. It's, now I gotta look it up. Okay, so neither rain, it's the U.S. post office. Rain nor sleet. Google, do your thing. Many of us have heard the postal carriers of the United States, neither rain nor snow nor sleet nor hail shall keep the postmen from their appointed rounds. That's like their motto, their slogan. So, yeah, we have the same slogan here, kind of. Oh, and rain, lluvia, snow. You'll hear about all this stuff in the mountain episode, by the way. Sleet, agua nieve, sleet, and hail, which is granizo, I believe you say. I used to say granizado. I mean, I get it. Same thing. Same idea, right? Let's take a look at who else is on board. Dad's in the house. There's Laura. Laura says, good morning, gorgeous show with no namers. To infinity and beyond, beyond, beyond. Let's go. Awesome. I applaud your attitude. There's Board to Iron Man in the house, and he says, morning, folks. TGIF. What's up, Born to Iron Man? Great to have you on board. Vero says, morning, beautiful show with no namers around the universe. A bit under the weather today. I guess I need some hugs. Well, you got them, Vero, and get well soon. The best thing is, you know, when the weekend is near, ves, no he dicho cuando, when the weekend is near, it's the best time to get sick if you have to get sick, right? Because then you can get some R&R, and I wish you lots of R&R, rest and relaxation. I see your students are wishing you, your fellow students are wishing you the same. There's Clara, que lo tiene clarísimo. She says, love this, Alberto. Awesome, Clara. Thank you so much for the feedback. Let's see. Kubla says, I can see everybody's joining up with bells on. Joining up to the class, you mean? Yeah, great. That's an expression we used yesterday, I believe. With bells on. Con muchas ganas. That's how we do it. All right, let's see. Laura. Laura's taking a stab at today's Inglés para reuniones. Right? This is, again, a post. In fact, I'll share it with you now. Here it is. If you guys are in the group, there you go. Remember to follow Vaughn on social media. That's the best way to make sure that you guys never miss anything. Because this post, just one post, is chock full of content. So, Laura says, la traducción era, él dijo que es probable que esta tarde pongan una hora para la reunión. Laura says, he said they might set a time for the meeting this afternoon. You nailed it, Laura. Excellent job. Excellent job, Laura. And now they put, he said it's likely that they'll set a time for the meeting later this afternoon. It's correct, but Laura, I would say it your way. So, see, I like to cut to the chase. Ir al grano. I like to cut to the chase. Let's see, Vero. She's under the weather, but she's well enough to participate. That's great news. She says, he said they might set a time for the meeting this afternoon. Great. You guys sound native. Totally native. Kubla, he said they may set a time for the meeting this afternoon. Yes, may and might. May and might. For all intents and purposes, esto es a todos los efectos. Now, ahora, americanos se equivocan aquí. So we say, for all intensive purposes. Eso es incorrecto. Muchos americanos, si lo oyes, dicen, for all intensive purposes, let's say this is a mouse. Right? Pero no es así. Lo oyen mal. Okay? Pero otra vez, muchas veces un nativo no ve algo escrito tantas veces como lo oye. So this is just a way to show you, even native speakers, like, what? Most Americans I've heard say for all intensive purposes. I'm not talking about teachers or people in academia. I'm talking about regular Joe, right? So it's really for all intents, intentos, intents and purposes, right? Which in Spanish, ahora no me acuerdo cómo era, a todos los efectos, I believe. For all intents, it's a funny one. Yeah, but hey, I gotta be honest. I'm sure I was guilty of saying for all intensive purposes. And that's a good thing we can do. Maybe we'll do that one day on the podcast on FYI. I'll do totally native mistakes. So mistakes that you'll hear a native speaker make. I'll give you one. I'll give you another one. A lot of native speakers, when they use the you should have or would have, guess it would have or should have, they use it incorrectly. Including my mom. And it doesn't mean my mom doesn't know how to speak. Quite the contrary. But a lot of Americans, you'll hear them say, you should have came. You should have came to my party yesterday. And I get it, because they're thinking came is pasado. But technically, it's not you. I mean, I don't want to be that guy. I never correct a native speaker, but I want you guys to know. Just so you know, oh, mira, hablo mejor que un nativo? No puede ser. No es que hablas mejor. Es que son errores como laísmos that are part of the language. And you're not going to go up, excuse me, it's actually come. La tercera columna va con should have. Don't do that. In some places, you could get shot. No, I'm kidding. I hope you won't get shot. Oh, man. Ooh, ow, 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 ow. So you should have come, sería. Deberías haber venido. Why? Because you don't use the second column with should have, you use the third column. Man, you should have come. Another one I've heard a lot of times. You should have went. O sea, usan la segunda porque, claro, americanos están pensando, es pasado, went, came. Pero no, técnicamente aquí va con la tercera columna. So, again, I wouldn't recommend you correct a native speaker, but be aware of some of those. One of the first things I learned was, oye, cuando la gente lo dice así, no lo digas tú así. Eso es un laísmo. You know, that's okay. No one's going to correct another Spaniard unless it's in a class. But, you know, it's good for you to know somebody who's learning the language to know the right way to say stuff, not to go and correct native speakers. I repeat, folks, we are off to our first commercial break. I can't believe it. Time flies when you're having fun. I hope you guys are having fun, and I hope you'll join us in the second part of today's show with No Name. Stick around.
Atención, últimas plazas en nuestros campamentos de verano. Además, si contratas la segunda quincena para nuestro campamento del Guijo en Salamanca, obtendrás 100 euros de descuento. Más información en grupobaugan.com.
¡Ay! ¿Qué es eso?
Una amapola.
¿Y eso?
Otra amapola.
Este verano, apúntelos a un campamento en el que se divierten de verdad. Apúntelos a un campamento de inglés Vaughan. Tenemos un montón de opciones. Campamentos en plena naturaleza, campamentos de artes escénicas, campamentos multiaventura y mucho más. Y todo en inglés. Y para todas las edades. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 y te informaremos sin ningún compromiso. 91-133-5832.
¿Tienes un nivel B2 de inglés, pero necesitas certificarlo oficialmente? En Vaughan tenemos el mejor curso para conseguirlo. Prepara tu B2 Express. En solo 3 meses y con 30 horas de clases online, podrás realizar la prueba oficial de Oxford para obtener tu certificación. ¿Todavía tienes un B1, pero quieres subir de nivel? Prepara tu B2 Premium es tu curso. Mejorarás en las 4 destrezas. Reading, writing, listening y speaking. Y aprenderás las habilidades necesarias para realizar el examen de la forma más exitosa. No olvides que tu trabajo personal es clave para conseguir tu objetivo. Nuestro equipo de profesores Vaughan estarán supervisando y corrigiendo tu trabajo en todo momento. Desarrollado por Oxford University Press y certificado por la Universidad de Oxford. ¿Quieres tu B2? Apúntate en la sección de preparación de exámenes en grupobaughan.com.
Bonjour à tous. Aujourd'hui, je vous propose de nous intéresser.
¿Sabías que en Vaughan no solo enseñamos inglés? Ya está a la venta el nuevo libro Écoute, con el que mejorarás tu comprensión auditiva en francés, tengas el nivel que tengas. A lo largo de 45 capítulos que irán aumentando en dificultad, expondrás tu oído al francés hablado en diferentes acentos y registros. Las grabaciones y podcasts, en su mayoría de emisoras de radio y de televisión, se trabajan en el libro a través de preguntas de comprensión y ejercicios al más estilo Vaughan, para que realmente seas capaz de superar la difícil barrera de entender a los nativos. ¿Qué es que tú attends? ¿A qué esperas? Consigue Écoute por solo 16,95 en Vaughan Tienda o en tu librería favorita.
Ahora puedes aprender inglés con Vaughan y Alexa de Amazon. Solo tienes que decir:
Alexa, quiero aprender inglés.
Bienvenido a Aprende Idiomas con Alexa. Hoy vas a poder aprender lecciones de inglés nivel iniciación con Alexa en colaboración con Vaughan. Podrás aprender desde nuevo vocabulario a pronunciación y mucho más. Cada lección contiene secciones de práctica y de preguntas. Empecemos. Veamos ahora 5 actividades con el verbo ir.
To go.
Ir al gimnasio es.
To go to the gym.
La G de.
Gym.
Suena casi como una H.
To go to the gym.
Dilo tú.
To go to the gym.
Correcto.
Eso es. Practica inglés con Vaughan y con Alexa de Amazon. Acuérdate, solo tienes que decir:
Alexa, quiero aprender inglés.
Esto sí que es un...
buen comienzo. Te toca.
No pierdas la oportunidad de darles a tus hijos una experiencia única mientras mejoran sus habilidades lingüísticas. Inscríbete hoy mismo en nuestros campamentos en grupobaugan.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back, amigos. It's Show With No Name time. We're in the second part of today's show. And we all know how fast this show flies by. In a flash. It flies by in a jiff. In a jiff. All right. Welcome back. Welcome back, amigos. Learning stuff here. We're learning to speak better than native speakers. Isn't that right? Right? That's pretty cool. All right, amigos. We've got a lot to do in this part of the show. As you guys know, we've got our Say What soundbite. We've got our spelling bee. Homophone, so much more still to go. Coming up on today's show. Also, a couple other words. Let's review some other words from that Vaughn post. Let's see what we've got over here. Some good vocabulary you need to know. To attend. To attend a meeting. It's a false friend. I can't attend the meeting. Not attend to. I can't attend the meeting. And not assist, right? So another one, people say, I am the responsible of. No, I'm in charge of, okay? I'm in charge of. Think of it that way. Another one, convocar, to call a meeting, to hold a meeting. No, celebrar, I love it in Spanish. We're going to celebrate it. We don't celebrate meetings. We hold meetings. The boss is the one who calls a meeting. So it's really easy to remember. Think about this. You call a meeting, and if you can't make it, if in the end you have some kind of, you know, trouble with your schedule, well, then you call it off. So to call it off. It's awesome. It makes sense. You can put it off for another day, to set a time. You guys already got that. To bring it forward. Adelantar. And to wrap up. I use that one. If you guys listen to FYI, then you'll know that, that's one that I use all the time. I'm like, and before we wrap up, we're going to take a look at a quote or some fun facts because it's a very, very native one to know. So remember, what do you need to do? You need to follow me, follow Vaughn, follow all my buddies, listen to Vaughn Radio, listen to FYI, and you'll be learning English on pure momentum, inertia. All right, folks, it's time for today's Say What? Say what? Yesterday was tough, huh? We had a difficult Say What soundbite. It was Jimmy Superfly Snuka, a guy who I've lost total respect for. As I said, I just want to remember him in the ring. Sometimes fighters, you get that. A lot of these wrestlers or fighters, they don't know where the ropes are. They're like, wait, you beat people up in the ring. Not outside of the ring. It's a job. You get paid. It's entertainment. You're a gladiator. You don't go to the supermarket and beat people up. You don't beat up your spouse, tu pareja. Right? Come on. So, Anyway, today is going to be a lot easier. That's what I'm getting at. It's going to be a lot easier than yesterday's. And, I don't know if you guys will know who it is, but it's a really famous person. And I don't think you'll have as much difficulty as yesterday. But you know what? Let's get right into it. I'll give it to you, and then I'd love to hear what you guys heard in your own words. Grab a pen, grab a notebook, and write this down.
They booked us, and they wanted us to get more wider exposure. Mm-hmm. So they put us on tour with, we did a show with Toto in the middle of St. Charles, Louisiana. It's supposed to be the most dangerous place on earth.
Uh-huh. All right, there you go, folks. There's your Say What soundbite for the first time. I'll give you a second just to digest it, and then I'll give it to you for a second time. All right? Is everybody ready? All right. This is the second listen of today's Say What soundbite. Again, not easy, but easier than yesterday's.
They booked us, and they wanted us to get more wider exposure. Mm-hmm. So they put us on tour with, we did a show with Toto in the middle of... St. Charles, Louisiana. It's supposed to be the most dangerous place on earth.
Uh-huh. All right. There you go, my amigos. There you go. All right. Let's see what we've got over here. We've got some people commenting already. Let's see if anybody's got something to say about that Say What soundbite. At least give us your opinion, even if you can't get it. But remember, give it to us in your best English. Impress me. I'm your English teacher. If you're not going to impress me with your English, what are you going to impress me with? Your cars? I'm not impressed by money, honestly. All right, let's take a look over here. The first person, she's not participating, but I'll read some comments. Laura says, I'm using might more often thanks to you. I might be having an effect on you. I might be, I might, great. Use it with all your might, Laura. Con todas tus fuerzas. Okay. Kubla says, a los efectos oportunos. Oh, it's not. Well, I looked it up here. It says, a todos los efectos a los efectos de. So this is wrong over here is what you're telling me? Or this is another way to say it. Since it's not really a full sentence, I don't know if you're correcting word reference, Kubla, or you're saying it's more common to say that. Here it says, the one I said, a todos los efectos, sabía que me sonaba, o a los efectos de, for all intents and purposes, okay? Not intensive purposes, that's the mistake. Let's see, Kubla says, in Heartbreak Ridge, Mario Van Peebles says, I thought you was dead. Yeah, you'll hear that a lot, Eminem. All you have to do is listen to Eminem. Oh, he said, in rap music, it's always was, you was. But I think also they're trying to speak like that, like this uneducated speak. I mean, think of where it comes from, you know, the poverty from the ghetto. So, and I'm not trying to be racist or anything here. I'm saying usually that usage in the hip hop community is on purpose now because many people know it's, you know, instead of you was, it's you. But in hip hop, you'll hear it again. Poetic license. Don't correct Eminem, please. Don't correct Eminem, please. Let's see. Laura says, I've seen Native American people. Hang on. Hey, very interesting. So I've seen, tienes que poner native en minúscula. Si no, estamos hablando de American Indians. Native Americans are the Mohawks, the Sioux, right? The different tribes. Me gusta. Importante saber esto, right? So I've seen native, con minúscula, American people write should have instead of should have. Oh, absolutely. And I've seen people put even should because you should have listened. If I say it really fast, I don't even say of. I say you should have listened, man. You should have. You could have done more. Could have. So I don't even put that F in there. So a lot of Americans will either put of or but what they don't realize, it's apostrophe V-E. Again, it's what happens when you learn the language by listening to it and using it more than writing it, which is the right way, because you can always learn to write something. But first, you got to recognize it and be able to duplicate that sound, which I think you guys know very, very well. There she is, our movie queen, Chris Valrol. She says, morning, Alberto, and amazing mates. Hugs and TLC, chicken broth for Vero. Oh, yeah. In fact, I've got some chicken broth my wife made some chicken broth yesterday, and I know what I'm having for lunch. Oh, I love it. There's nothing like chicken soup, you know? Oh, man. See, I'm getting hungry already. Let's see. Kubla. Kubla is participating in our Say What soundbite. Let's see what Kubla has to say. He says, I heard an American band frontman explaining how they played in St. Charles, Louisiana, and felt a little uneasy. Excellent. Nice job. A little uneasy. I think this is inquieto, no cómodo, right? Incómodo, molesto, to feel uneasy. I know you all know easy como fácil, but great word, in fact. So yes, I heard an so this is a front man from an American band. Yes. Well, that's some, that brings it down to about 10,000 people it could be. All right. Well, great stuff. Anybody else? Well, I'll tell you what. Let's move into the spelling bee in the meantime. And this way I'll give you some extra time while we're listening to the jingle and everything if you'd like to participate in our Say What soundbite. But right now we're moving on to our spelling bee.
Spelling bee. Spelling bee. Spelling bee. Spelling bee.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's our spelling bee only on the show with no name. And as always, we're going to spell some words for you today. And today it's sets of words, parejas. So they're going to be separated by an ampersand. El símbolo and, el que va, no, el E, guns and roses. No, bueno, guns lo ponen con N. The symbol, the and symbol, which is called ampersand. So I'm not going to say space. I'm going to just say the word, I'll say ampersand, and then I'll say the next word. Just assume that you don't stick it all together, right? So instead of saying E space, ampersand space, I'm going to take out the spaces, and you'll know there's a space before and after the ampersand. So Bert and Ernie, Epi y Blas, okay, for example. Let me just see if there's anybody else. Oh, yeah, we've got a lot of people participating. Great job, guys. By the way, it's always great to see you guys participating, because that if you don't participate, I can't help you. But if you participate, I can help you. Oh, we need to tweak this, to tocar esto, mover lo otro. All right. Let's see. Kubla says, my bad. I wouldn't dare correct word reference. Well, I'm curious. Word reference, I don't trust anybody or anything 100%. So I was curious, really, if it was wrong. Or since you again, this is, again, the importance of full sentences. I would say it this way. Then I would know you're not correct. You see what I mean? Because now we're going on and on and on about this when it was initially correct. Okay. So let's move on, guys. Let's forget about word reference and, a todos los efectos for all intents and purposes. And let's continue with the show. We've got, Leonardo says, I think it's an American singer telling how they put on a show in Lake Charles, the most dangerous place in Louisiana. Excellent job, Leo. Chris says, I heard an American man. I couldn't get the gist of it, but he mentioned St. Charles, Louisiana, and that they wanted wider exposure. Great ear. You did get, yeah. Chris, you said you didn't get the gist of it. But I beg to differ. You got the main idea, sure. Let's see, Laura. She's always has interesting things to say as well. She says, I heard an American man who might be a musician. There's that might again. I caught you. Yes, he's a musician. Explaining during an interview how they were put on a tour in a place that is supposed to be the most dangerous place in the world, St. Charles. Laura, spot on. Vero, I heard an American man explaining his feelings when he and his mates played in Louisiana. Excellent, excellent job. Vero, And I see some of you are sharing book fair dates over there. So, yeah, I think the best thing, though, just before we start sharing all our dates here in the group and confuse the teacher, when we start playing the game, confuse the teacher, I'll be at the book fair all the dates I told you guys. I'd love to see you. And I'd love for you guys to meet up as well. But a good thing to be able to do would be to start a group. I don't know what the best place is. Zoom, TikTok. I don't know. But it would be great to see you guys, and it would be great for you guys to be able to see each other, especially if you're going to be there on the same day. I would talk to Veto. I think Veto runs the show. Hey, Veto, I know you're under the weather, but you run the show as far as I know. All right, let's take a look at today's spelling bee. This is going to be pretty tough because, well, we're looking at not six words. We're looking really at 12 words over here. This is round one. As always, do your best. If you don't get it on the first go, you'll have a second round. The first one is D-U-K-E. Ampersand, D-U-C-H-E-S-S. The next one is B-A-R-O-N, ampersand, B-A-R-O-N-E-S-S. The third one is C-O-U-N-T, ampersand, C-O-U-N-T-E-S-S. The fourth one is P-R-I-N-C-E, ampersand, P-R-I-N-C-E-S-S. The fifth one is L-O-R-D, ampersand, L-A-D-Y. And the fifth one is K-I-N-G, ampersand, Q-U-E-E-N. I even took some pauses there at the end. All right. So let's see, folks. There's our spelling bee. We'll take a look over here, see if anybody got it on the first go. Who knows? Maybe we'll be censored again. You never know here. We talk about some crazy things. All right, let's take a look. I've got somebody who thinks that they have nailed it, and I have faith because I gotta have faith, faith, faith. I gotta have faith. I have faith that this person is going to get it. Let's take a look over here. And the first one is correct. The second one is correct. The third one is correct. The fourth one is incorrect. Nice effort, Born to Iron Man, but you're not hired for the job. I'm sorry. You were the first one at the interview, but I can't hire you. Let's see. Veto. Veto is right behind you at the job interview. The first one is correct, Veto. The second one is correct. The third one is correct. The fourth one's correct. The fifth one's correct. And also the sixth one. Great job, Veto. For somebody who's under the weather, you are kicking butt. You go, girl. You are, dale todo, chica. Wow, that's excellent. You go, girl, is muy americano. Como, vamos, chica. You go, girl. Excellent job. All right, all right. Born to Iron Man, not bad. Not a bad effort. But again, if I'm looking for accuracy, I've got to go with our second applicant here, Veto. Also, Kubla, looks like yours is correct as well. So great job as well. All right. For all of you who are like me and, you know, when you're on the phone, you're like, could you just say that one more time? Could you just repeat? I just want to make sure. And a lot of times it's not because I didn't get it. I like to double check stuff. Seriously, the older I get, the more I double check things. The more I'm like, am I sure I have my, and I'll check five times to make sure my wallet is there. La cartera. It's obsessive even. I would say. All right. Here we go, folks. This is round two of today's spelling bee. The first one is, and again, I won't say the spaces. Cuando oyes ampersand es evidentemente espacios. Okay. The first one is D-U-K-E ampersand D-U-C-H-E-S-S. The second one is B-A-R O-N, ampersand, B-A-R-O-N-E-S-S. The third one, C-O-U-N-T, ampersand, C-O-U-N-T-E-S-S. Those second and third ones have a pattern there. And the third one, and the fourth, almost all of them. The fourth one, P-R-I-N-C-E, ampersand, P-R-I-N-C-E-S-S. Mucho E-S-S ahí, ¿no? The fifth one is L-O-R-D, ampersand, L-A-D-Y. And the last one is K-I-N-G, ampersand, Q-U-E-E-N. And these are all noble titles. It's nobility, the aristocrats of England, the aristocracy. Interesting, right? Aristocrat, aristocracy. Changes. I'm sure you know the word. It's a Latin-based word. And why are we playing Here Comes the Bride, the wedding song? Well, today, in the year 2018, according to the British Parliament and all the Houses of Lords and the royal family, the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Oh, good. Good God. The wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. I just can't bring myself to say her name. Oh, my God. That American. Oh, God. She's a gold digger. A gold digger. Yes, somebody who is after somebody for their money or their influence. This is not my opinion. This is the royal opinion. I am speaking on behalf of the royal family. I am a spokesperson to King Charles the 79th, whatever number he is right now. And yes, the wedding took place in St. George's Chapel in Windsor with an estimated global audience of 1.9 billion spectators who tuned in to watch Princess Harry and that American bird tie the knot. And the British people, bird is como pájaro, como piba. That American bird who tied the knot. ¿Qué? Ató el nudo. Well, that means to get married. And we all know how that story, well, it hasn't ended yet. But it's lovely. The hypocrisy of everyone, all parties involved. We don't want to be famous. So we're going to start a podcast. We're going to release a couple books. We're going to do a Netflix series, but we don't want to be famous. We don't want to be in the public eye. Oh, no, we want to protect our children. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my God. Lovely, lovely. Well, what a lovely day it is for all of us today in 2018. But I must say, as a British loyalist and a British royal, I preferred his brother's birthday, wedding. And what was his brother's name? Prince Harry and what's the other one's name? Princess Philip or Johnny? John, now you can see how much I know about the royal family. All right, well, a nice... I'm making up names here. Es que no sé el nombre del hermano. I don't care, honestly. I don't care. Sometimes I have difficulty just, you know, remembering my friends' names over there. All right, well, excellent job to all of you who participated. So many people. There's Chris Valrol, who got it as well, and Laura... and so many other people. Lupe, excellent job. Yeah, these are all royal titles, as I said before. And the first one is Duke and Duchess. You know, the Duchess of Sunrise. La Duquesa de Alba. All right, never mind. So you've got Duke and Duchess. And you know, you can, let me explain something. I was looking this up as I was preparing this. You can buy these titles on the internet. The same way I'm a minister. Seriously, I'm an ordained minister. Just 35 euros. That's all it costs, you know? So, Duke and Duchess. I'm giving you the male and the female counterpart. The Duke and the Duchess. Then you've got the Baron and the Baroness. the Baron, Baron. I think you say the same thing. Baron and Baroness. Then you've got the Count and the Countess. La Condesa, right? And the Count, que otra vez en Barrio Sésamo tiene sentido en inglés, right? What does the Count do? ¿Qué hace el Conde? Cuenta. Yeah, it's just, it's perfect. That it's the perfect name for a character. A Count who counts. Man. So Count and Countess. Then you've got Prince and the Purple Rain. No, I'm joking. Prince and Princess. Then you've got Lord and Lady. Those are the landowners. De hecho, a landlord and a landlady es casero, si alquilas. And then you've got, of course, the king and the queen. All hail Prince Bobby and his father, the king, King Robert Johnson. I'm sorry, I don't know their names, guys. What do you want me to do? This is a parody. But right now, there is only one thing we can do. It's go to a quick commercial break. And get ready for the second half of today's show. We've got so much to do, so stick around. First things first, how are the machines doing?
You good?
Yeah, good, good. All right, cool. Let's take a little picture. Quick question, though.
¿Cómo se dice emparejar en inglés?
No sé. ¿Tú emparejate?
No, emparejate. Usas Tinder, ¿no?
Sí.
Pues, ¿qué pasa cuando te gusta una chica y hacéis pareja? ¿Hacéis un match? Eso es. Y vamos un paso más allá. Un matchmaker, uno que hace parejas, es Celestina.
¡Ah, claro! ¿Qué sentido tiene?
¿Ves? Lo sabías, pero no sabías que lo sabías.
Así es, This Book is the Shit, el nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso
y Damián Moya.
Así da gusto aprender.
That's what I'm talking about.
Que tus hijos se aburren en el campamento de verano es porque no los has enviado con Vaughan. Porque si buscas un campamento en el que se diviertan, pero de verdad, donde además hablen en inglés todo el rato, tráelos a nuestros campamentos de verano Vaughan en España. Tenemos un montón de destinos disponibles. Para este verano, reserva ya la plaza de tus hijos en los campamentos de verano de Vaughan en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com o en tu delegación más cercana.
La verdad que ha sido una experiencia increíble, sobre todo, bueno, las personas de ceremonias, tanto Carmen como Carlota, el feedback que hemos tenido con ellas, luego el buen ambiente que hemos tenido con todos los grupos, tanto las personas anglosajonas como los compañeros españoles, y luego la inmersión y la intensidad que hemos tenido ha sido siempre de una manera constructiva.
He venido sola sin mis compañeros, lo que a priori me daba un poquillo de angustia, porque claro, vienes sola, eres un poquillo tímida, qué sé yo, pero después tú llegas aquí y la verdad que aquí toda la gente como que intenta todo el mundo de ayudarte, todo el mundo es muy amable. Además descubres eso, que hay valores como internacionales, la solidaridad, el ayudarse el uno al otro. No sé, la verdad que está siendo interesante y luego creo eso, que hemos mejorado un montón, por lo menos en mi caso, a la hora de escuchar, más que en hablar, en escuchar. Porque muchas veces eso, hay muchos acentos diferentes, el hecho de poder identificar cada uno y escuchándole está interesante.
Venga a Vaughan Town, conozca lo que el pueblo anglo de Vaughan puede hacer por su inglés en tan solo 6 días. Llámenos al 911-33-5833, 911-33-5833 y viva la experiencia Vaughan Town.
Bienvenidos a la mini clase de hoy. ¿Cómo decimos cuesta en inglés?
Slope.
Muy bien. ¿Cómo sería entonces ayer subí y bajé la cuesta 3 veces?
Yesterday I went up and down the slope 3 times.
That's it. ¿Y cuando algo te cuesta porque es complicado decimos?
It slopes.
Meh. Para expresar que algo te cuesta, lo que decimos en inglés simplemente es I find it hard. Vamos a practicarlo. Levantarme por las mañanas.
I find it hard to get up in the mornings.
Very good. Entender las películas en inglés.
I find it hard to understand the films in English.
To understand the film in English.
To understand the film in English.
Very good. Aprender inglés.
I find it hard to learn English.
To learn English, very good.
¿Y a ti? ¿Se te hace cuesta arriba el inglés? Este año te ayudamos a subir la cuesta del inglés con nuestros cursos trimestrales. Clases 100% método Vaughan para todos los niveles que te darán el empujón que necesitas para vencer todas tus dificultades con el idioma. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
En nuestros campamentos, tus hijos podrán